I think we all respond when our quarterback gets hit. And, you know, obviously, I think everybody was playing for all the right reasons. And when your quarterback can take a hit and stand in there and keep playing, I think it's an emotional boost for all of us.
Like I said, he put the ball in perfect place for me to be able to make good plays on the ball. I got a couple good matchups against the Mike, so he knew to put it up high for me, you know, in the back of the end zone. So, you know, couldn't ask for a better throw from him and also the line giving him protection. So just the rest of the guys around me. And then, you know, you're playing with so many different weapons, sometimes you can sneak around and get loose. So, you know, I hadn't done too much in the first couple games, so I got kind of sneaky. So I think they forgot about me with all the other guys out there. So Nick was able to find me and able to hit me in the end zone.
I heard the hit. I knew it was a hard one. And so the fact that he was able to get up and, you know, was even more fired up. I think that just shows a lot of courage on his part, you know, that he's, you know, committed, he's in the win, and, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes.
It shows a lot. The guys on the team love to see that kind of stuff. When he gets, you know, he gets hit, he gets knocked down, we know he's hurting, but he still comes back in the game, still makes plays, still wins the game for us. And those things, like little things like that, I think go a long way for the team to really trust you, really know that you're out there. We already knew it in the first place, but to know you're going to go out there and fight, you know, he may not be feeling his best. You know, there's no one at this point in the NFL is feeling their best out there. Everyone's got something nicked up on them, something hurt. To see him to stay out there and play and do well, it's big for the team. Uplifts everybody.